As part of our Youth Month focus, we are celebrating our young people, ons jong mense, who are making a difference and showing what's possible through just simple things like hard work and dedication. I'm excited now to welcome Paul Cyclists' Ethan Coulson, a young sportsman who has been making strides in cycling and proving that something like discipline and determination can take you a long way. You just have to do it. Ethan, it's lovely to speak to you. Welcome to Drive. How's it, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. How's your day been? Eventful.
Yeah, eventful. It's been an eventful one.
But you're doing good.
Yeah, we're always doing good. What can you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Love it, man. Thank you so much for hanging out. Somebody told me the other day, it doesn't look like Ethan will one day get himself a car. He'll just cycle everywhere. I said, the man has to get himself a car. Because, I mean, long distance and everything. He's got to have a car in his life. He'll be taking his bicycle with him here, obviously. Ethan, let's talk about your story, man. Man, take us back to the beginning. For those of us that are not familiar with your story, how did your journey into cycling start, and what first made you fall in love with this kind of sport?
I grew up around bicycles. My dad was a cyclist and my grandfather was involved in the sport. I had an uncle involved in the sport, a cousin, so it's a family thing. That I think that's where it started. And my cycling journey started at, I think, 11 years ago already. I started racing at the age of 10, and it's my dad who properly introduced me to the sport, because I used to hang around him a lot when he went training with other guys he used to coach.
Yeah.
And that's where I fell in love with the sport. Just watching them ride made me fall in love with it.
So you didn't feel any sort of pressure as a youngster of like, hey, my family's doing it, so I have to do it now as well? You didn't feel that kind of pressure?
No, I never had any pressure from anyone to do cycling. I used to play a bit of cricket, rugby, I did athletics, so I tried everything and then ended up with cycling.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And you've been doing it for how long now?
11 years.
11 years. And how old are you now?
21, turning 21.
Turning 21, the big 21 is coming up. He's going to want a birthday cake that's got a bicycle on it. He's going to want that part. Ethan, something like cycling, it requires a lot of commitment and sacrifice, obviously, as you would know. You've been doing it for 11 years now. What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
I think some of the biggest challenges is just overcoming your setbacks.
Yeah.
Because in a sport, any sport, you'll experience many setbacks. And I think that was just the biggest challenge for me. But having the right people around you, it's easy to overcome those kind of setbacks. Mm.
A very good supporting structure, obviously, with you.
Yeah, a good support structure.
And that comes in the form of your family and your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. Now, every athlete, Ethan, as people who inspire them, you were speaking about your dad following in his footprints, obviously. You were speaking a little bit about your family. So who, or is there a group of people that has played an important role in your journey and encouraged you to keep going?
I think that would have to just be my parents. They've always been there since day one, obviously. And no matter what, no matter how good, bad, or whatever happens on the day, they'll always support me, no matter what. So I think that's just a big shout out to them for always supporting me. And they were basically my support structure from day one.
Yeah. I got a message. Shout out to your parents. What are their names?
Michelle and Elric.
Michelle and Elric. What noem je mensen wel in die gemeenschap? Auntie wie?
Auntie Michelle and Uncle Ricky.
Uncle Ricky and Auntie Michelle, there we go, that's how we know them. I got a message here from somebody, so let's quickly take a listen. It's for Ethan. Let's listen.
Brad, I just want to say the young man you have in studio right now, Ethan, is up and coming, and so is all of the DSB riders. But Ethan is one to really watch out. He's a young man, but dear come. En dankzij die DSB in Malcolm Lange in zijn bestuurspan, als die jong mensen, vooral in fietserij, especially in cycling, the young people in cycling, they have a good opportunity to show their talent on the bicycles. So ja, yeah, Ethan en all of the DSB girls and boys, go well en gaan niet van kracht tot kracht. Zie.
Thank you so much for that. That's from Kapow.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah. I recognize that voice.
And I think you need to zoom him back.
Yeah. She.
Thanks for that, Kapow. We really appreciate it. Valuable input and great strong words coming from you. As we're celebrating Youth Month, Ethan, what is a message you'd like to share with our young people who may be facing challenges at the moment but still have big dreams for their future? They're looking at you, they're following your story on social media and on the news, they're following it very closely, and they would like to do the same as well. What would be your message to them?
I think I'd have two things to say to the youth of today, and that is, number one, just don't give up, always keep pushing. And secondly, don't let your circumstances dictate your outcome. That is because I've met a lot of people who have pushed through some really, really bad circumstances to become some of the best that there is.
I absolutely love that. A couple of people, they asked me when they found out I'm going to be interviewing you that I need to ask you one or two questions. They want to know that when you're not cycling, what are you doing?
I'm studying online at the moment.
Yeah.
But then most of the time I'm helping out my dad at the track with the DSV Shift Academy, which I'm unfortunately no longer a part of. I've moved on, but I'm still putting back into the community and help me grow.
I love that. Absolutely beautiful. And then Nadine wanted to know, has there ever been a time, let me see if I can remember it. Nadine wanted to know, have you ever eaten something while you cycling? Are you allowed to do that or just drink something?
No, we are allowed to eat. Eating has become a big part of the sport now in the last couple of years. So basically, per hour, I eat the equivalent of half a bread while I ride.
What?
Yeah. In the amount of carbs I take in.
It's
equivalent to half a bread.
Wow.
Just to stay going.
Wow. So you know, half a bread, half a bread, you can go over it, you're full. What's the other one? I quickly just have to look at it before we go. Another person who would like to remain anonymous. They want to know that what's the hardest that you've fallen out of a bicycle, off a bicycle?
I think the hardest would have been two years ago at Grand Prix in Paul.
Yeah?
I nearly lost two fingers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
From cycling?
Yeah, I lost my middle finger's nail, and then the scars went all the way up my arm and my hip and everything.
And when did it hit you that this is a serious, sorry, no pun intended, when did it hit you that this is a very serious injury?
Probably the next day, because immediately after the crash I got back up and continued racing.
Yeah.
I just told the medics to just patch me up just to stop the bleeding.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I just kept racing. And then the next day I was like, okay, I actually need to get these things checked out.
Of course. That is Ethan Coulson. Those were some of the questions that I was flooded with earlier today when folks started finding out that Ethan's going to be coming to the studio, one of our local young sports stars, sharing his story with us today. We salute you, young man. Appreciate it so much. Massive shout out to you. And like our power said, it's not just you, but your mother and your father, everybody that plays a very vital and important role. It's instrumental in your growth, your personal and your professional growth. We would like to salute you and thank you for everything that you do, for paving the way for other youngsters as well. Keep on doing what you're doing. Have a great youth month. When's the 21st?
1st of September.
The first in spring, right on the 1st of September. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Ethan. Really appreciate it. Any last words from your side?
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
It's a pleasure, my man. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the racing track.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. That's Ethan Coulson. We'll make his story available. It's part of our Youth Month celebrations as a podcast on our KC app. Yeah, there we go. It's KC Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad, a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Thank you, Ethan.